Hello, and welcome again to this week's edition of the J2W Project. This is actually week 27 of your personal journey to actually getting to the point of becoming totally whole through the Word of the Lord. This week's Anchor of Holiness has such an elation of thoughts that we'd like to share with you. This week's Anchor says that we should place more confidence in yourself than you do in things or people. It is such a delight to know that God Himself has placed such a value upon us that it then becomes very easy for us to have the confidence and to have the value placed to ourselves. This week, I would like to encourage you to take a very interesting look at Psalms 139, verses 14 through 18. As we walk through these verses and looking at the context of being able to have confidence in yourself, the reality is, once you understand how God sees you, then you're much more readily able to accept the fact that you have value, and then hopefully you'll be able to place the right confidence in yourself. In fact, this particular lesson that we're getting through comes from a series that involves Sign Your Own Peace Treaty. The idea there is sometimes we rob ourselves of peace because we suffer from emotional, psychological, or even spiritual insecurity. But this week's lesson is going to encourage you to not make a choice about putting confidence in things or people, but rather looking directly within yourself to know that you should place confidence in yourself because God has valued us at such a high level. Here in Psalm 39, verses 1 through 14, actually David begins with a thought about how we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and then he indicates to us that he is going to praise God because he came to a cognitive awareness of the fact that God has created him with such magnitude of success and even wonder, and the fact that he was so marvelous in his doing. David said that he was going to praise God for that, and he even said that God's work in his life was just so marvelous, and that the reality is that if he were to even compare it to anything else, that it would be unremarkably compared, because nothing is equal to the wonder and the marvelous nature of the work that God has created in us. You've got to begin to think that way in your life. You've got to begin to develop a self-confidence that is going to enable you to be able to tackle any of life's problems. It's going to be able to help you find the peace that you're looking for. The thing that's very interesting to me is in verse 15 here, it talks about the fact that even our substance is not hid from God. And the fact that even though David said that he was made in secret, but the reality is, in verse 16, that his eye was on him, that God knew who he was, and even though he was imperfect or unperfect, he knew that in this case, God still loved him, and that he had wrought such a marvelous work in his life. Well, I can tell you that God has done the same thing for you, because if you take a moment to look back over your life, you're going to find times that God has actually taken you up from pits of confusion and pits of pain and insecurity, and he's established your going. He put you on a point of forgiveness. He puts you on a trail, as it were, of victory in him. And so when you begin to look at this week's Anchor of Holiness, and as you go through the week, begin to work on your self-confidence. Begin to think about the fact that you are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made. And once you've taken the opportunity to see yourself as God sees us, you too will be able to say, oh my, just as David has said here, he said that if I should count them all, meaning all of the ways and the wonderful thoughts that God had for him, that they would be more than sand. And that even in our most frail moment, that God is still with us. And so it's going to be very important for you to begin to walk in your victory this week as you develop a sense of positive self-confidence. Don't worry about comparing yourself with others. Don't worry about looking to others for examples. Just know that you are fearfully, uniquely, and wonderfully made. And so this week, as you go through this journey, share it with a friend. You can even iPod it, or in this case, you can download it to your computer and then share it with a friend. In either case, your anchor of wholeness will teach you how you can walk as a masterful creation because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so let's get that self-confidence up, let's place it in the Lord, and know that God loves us and that in no wise he would ever, ever create anything that is infallible, wrong. And the fact is that even though there may be opportunities for you to fail, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So if you're not performing in ministry or performing in life because you think you're going to fail, just know God has fearfully and wonderfully made you, and of course, marvelous are his works. And so until next week, get your confidence up. Read the Bible and understand that you are more than a conqueror and that you are indeed God's masterful creation. So take care now and be blessed. Be whole and be free.